We've been talking about food a lot lately on Ozarks at Large.
We have.
And we're going to continue.
We are.
Last Wednesday, Christina Thomas took us through the process of a quiche cup that was inspired by Ozarks at Large in the kitchen of Ella's.
Yes.
Now you have a crepe that was inspired by Ozarks at Large.
I do. I took a trip to just off the Bentonville Square to Crepes Paulette. It is a little food cart, food truck, and they make crepes, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I contacted Paula Jo Chitty Henry. I talked to her before, and she's the co-owner of the food truck along with her husband Fred. And I'd asked her if she would be interested, and she was. And she'd actually had a little bit of practice being inspired by something before. She'd participated in a similar project for Artisphere last year. So last week on a rainy day, I stopped by, and here's what she made for us.
I thought about it for a long time. For a while, I struggled. I wanted to bring in something like a feature element that we don't usually do at the trailer. We are pretty limited because we do a handheld, so we can't do everything that you would normally see in a crepe. And so I was thinking about, you know, roast beef because it's very meaty, and you guys are got a lot of meat in your radio station. And I was struggling with it, and so then I realized, why not just make a crepe with a lot of the good ingredients that we love on our menu, but put together in a really unexpected way. Because I thought that's exactly like KUAF. It's, Ozarks at Large, which in and of itself is a big variety show. You know, it's got my friend Roby Brock with Talk Business. It's got all of you guys doing your special reports. It's got information about Walden Arts Center and all that stuff. And then, you know, of course, NPR news shows, morning and afternoon. At night, I listen to the BBC, and they have right now, they've got a whole section from South Africa or Africa somewhere. And so I was just thinking, it's something that brings all those, a lot of different elements together that you wouldn't normally see together and is more than the sum of its parts.
All right, I like it. So let's see, what are we going to make?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to first clean our griddles off and turn them up to the right heat. And then we start with our buckwheat crepe, which is our signature savory crepe. Let's put butter on there. This butter never hurts anything. And then we have just a little bit of egg. That's what it's gonna help keep all of the nice juicy things we're gonna add in a little while inside in this handheld format. And then, actually you have a choice and I forgot to ask you first.
Okay.
Would you like turkey or spinach? Are you going to go vegetarian or?
Let's go turkey.
Turkey. All right then. So then I'm going to change the subject a little bit. I'm going to put some feta on there. So a nice healthy dose of feta that I'm going to spread around. And then I'm going to add some of this nice turkey breast, little chunks of it. And it's going to sort of warm up with that melting feta on there a little bit. Good chunks. Then we're going to let that cook for a minute. And while I do that, you can do, as I mentioned, you can do the spinach instead of the turkey, which is what I would do because I'm not a turkey eater. So that'll be a different counterpoint to it. So it almost makes two different crepes, but we're going to call them both the KUAF.
Okay.
So while that's cooking, we're going to get out the pesto over here and the baby tomatoes we can put on up here too. I'm going to add just a few right now and I may pop one on later after I pick it up off the griddle. Then we're going to add the pesto. So this is my idea. The pesto and the feta are two things, and even the turkey are two things you don't normally see together, but we've discovered that they work really, really well together. And when you throw those tomatoes in there, it's just delicious. So I've got lots of good pesto on there. Let's see if this is done now. Oh yeah, I think so. Okay, I'm gonna fold that over. Put it into our nice little handheld format. And then I'm going to pick it up and put it in here, and then as a little bonus, we'll add a couple of extra baby tomatoes just on top. Oh, there's Fred.
Hello.
And so there we are. We have the KUAF crepe. It's got turkey, pesto, feta, baby tomatoes, and a little egg. And then you can, and that's all on our 100% organic buckwheat crepes that are gluten-free. And you can also, instead of the turkey, have it with spinach, and should be a real taste sensation.
So people can come and check this out.
Absolutely. It's going to be on the window.
So when you said that some of those things don't normally go together, but you found out that they did go together, was that an accident?
Well, okay, so we rent from a wonderful couple here, and Pam is the wife's name, and she always gets the same crepe, which is the Paulette, which is spinach and feta, which very often go together, and baby tomatoes, which we don't have that on the menu. And so one day somebody said, oh, you should try that with some pesto. And she did, and she just raved about it. She doesn't always do it because it is a distinctive taste.
Sure.
But they are amazingly good together. And so we've been looking for a way to sort of have those two ingredients together, and this just came up as a perfect opportunity.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Are you going to eat it?
I am absolutely going to eat that. It looks delicious.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.